First of all, Easter can be a very hectic time for families with lots of wants from children. The second biggest want from Christmas, probably. So how can we make Easter about something that families can enjoy together in a religious sense?
Well, I mean, first of all, it is, as you say, a bit like Christmas. One of the things is just to try and chill out a bit, not to get too wound up by each other, and not to wind each other up. So that's the first thing, because that's the real plan for a really good family time together. I suppose one of the things as Bishop that interests me is, what does all this mean? Why are we having an Easter holiday? And I suppose for Christian people, that the real bit of the story is that on Good Friday, where some people work and some people have as a day off, Good Friday is the day when Christian people remember Jesus being killed on the cross. And that, for Christians, is a really sort of rather sad thing, because Jesus came to do lots of good things and to help people and to show us a really good way in which we could live and care for one another. And it's really sad that on Good Friday, the whole thing comes to an end and the whole thing is put out because Jesus is killed. And then the real question to God, you see, is this is the sort of Chris Tarrant number, really. God, is this the final answer to let Jesus, who you've sent into the world, be murdered by other people? And the great thing about Easter Day, with all the eggs and everything else, is that God comes back and says, no, that isn't the final answer. We can do better than that, because my love for the world is so big and so strong and so wonderful that absolutely nothing can get rid of it and kill it. So I suppose that, in a way, is the good news. And I think what that means is that for most of us, there are quite a lot of bits of life that are really quite difficult. You know, if we're parents, we may have problems with kids, we may have illness in the family, we may have anxiety about work and anxiety about unemployment. For a lot of people in the Northeast, a lot of uncertainty at the moment around what's going to happen with the new benefits and the bedroom tax and things like that. And there are times when we just feel like really, really overwhelmed by all this. And I suppose for Christian people, the Easter story is saying, yes, it really can be overwhelming, but that doesn't have to be the final answer.
For perhaps the people who aren't regular churchgoers, who might have an interest in it and think, I want to know a bit more, can they just go along to a church at Easter time and find out more, do you think?
Yes. I mean, and lots of churches will be doing, you know, interesting things, and that they'll be having Easter egg hunts and things like this. Lots and lots of churches I know are doing that. Yes, and I think most churches will want to say, yeah, just turn up, bring the kids. Almost every church that I know is having something that will be family orientated and just really good fun.
And it's a big thing to explain to children, isn't it, Easter and the whole concept. So how can parents kind of introduce their children to Easter nicely?
I think at one level, Easter is about new life, and people can look at things in the garden, and despite all the snow that we have around us at the moment, you know, things are starting to come through. As children get older, they will have perhaps family members who die. And one of the things we can say to children is that just because whoever it is in the family isn't there anymore, that doesn't mean that it's the end of them. They're going on, and they've got another life and a better life, and they're still thinking about us and they're still caring about us, and they long for the day when one day we will all be reunited together.
Is there any kind of message, do you think, for people who they're maybe not regular churchgoers, maybe don't think of themselves as Christians, but who can take something from Easter and share it with their friends and family?
I think it's something like, when things look really, really difficult, when things look really, really dark, that doesn't have to be the final answer. And I think we see that all around all sorts of communities in the Northeast, where people are really, really up against it, but other people are doing something to help. You know, we're seeing this great explosion across the Northeast at the moment of food banks. And these are helping people who really do just seem to be at the end of everything. They simply don't know which way to turn, you know, just to get the basic stuff to feed their family. And the lovely thing about the food banks is that they are just a little sign of that. Even when it's really, really dark and everything seems really, really down, that doesn't have to be the final answer.